From Philadelphia, PA, it's Avenue G.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
A mythical, mirthful, musical place. It's groovy, it's grand, it transcends time and space. And it's a place where anything is possible. Martha Michael is in the house tonight, as well as Mac Jekyll and me, Andy Pettit. Now, here's your host, Jim Harris.
Hello and welcome to the show. As we all know, April 22nd is Earth Day, and to celebrate it, I have written a collection of Earth Day anthems to remind us all of the true meaning of Earth Day. I collected them into a folio I call Jim's Big Book of Earth Day Songs. I uploaded it as an ebook on Amazon.com. For every 1,000 ebooks I sell, I earn 4.3 cents.
That's great, Jim. We'd all really love to hear some of your songs, but I think it's time for us to take a commercial break.
But we don't have any sponsors.
Did I say commercial break? I meant intermission. I think we should all leave the studio before Jim starts. Who's with me?
Yeah!
Woohoo!
They're not songs, they're anthems.
Come on, get on board with us on the biodiesel bus. Purchase food that's grown right here to preserve the atmosphere. Keep your carbon footprint small, or there'll be no Earth at all. Please don't be a selfish ass. Cut down on your greenhouse gas. Please don't be a selfish ass. Cut down on your greenhouse gas.
And that is how you celebrate Earth Day.
So you just ripped off a bunch of Christmas songs.
What? No. What I did was, and I think this is very clever, was to take...
As for me, I celebrate Moon Day.
What?
Oh, that's the day when I eat a giant slab of green cheese.
That sounds gross. What kind of cheese is green?
Will you both please shut up? I'm trying to promote thoughtful stewardship of our planet. Right now, I'm going to go out and plant some beautiful flowers. Tulips, daffodils, and roses.
No, Jim. All of those flowers are non-native. You should only plant native species, ones that will provide food and forage for animals. Haven't you heard? The Trump campaign wants to make it illegal to grow non-native plants.
Trump doesn't like tulips and roses?
He says that non-native plants commit crimes against native plants and steal their jobs. Besides, they're afraid of cross-pollination. They plan to close the borders to all foreign plants by building a wall that plants can't grow on and that seeds and spores and pollen can't cross.
Wow, that's going to be tough.
Not only that, they're going to send out squads of birther earthers to pull up and destroy all the non-native plants.
I can't even imagine what that would look like.
Withers! Bring me my tea out in the garden!
Good morning, Edie.
Good morning, Reggie.
If one cannot be in England, now that April's here, the next best place one could hope to be is here in your garden, among the floral splendors of Britannia, the oxlip, the Nottingham catchfly, and the crowning glory, your English roses.
Oh, Reggie, I love tending and preparing a place for my flowers almost as much as I enjoy seeing their blooms.
Indeed, you're working quite diligently there, my dear. I think a bit of refreshment is in order. I'll have Withers bring some lemonade with my tea.
Withers!
How thoughtful of you. I quite agree that here, with the abbey walls covered in English ivy, one might easily imagine oneself in the gardens at Twickenham.
Attention, occupants! We are agents from the Noxious Weed Control Board. You have 15 minutes to produce documentation of nation of origin for all plants on your property. Any plants that are not documented as having been born in the United States will be uprooted and removed.
Oh, I say, I've always subscribed to the provision of pedigree to gain social acceptance. But what sort of document confirms national origin for plants?
We call them green cards.
Oh my, Reggie, how simply awful.
Don't worry, Edie. They can't possibly know what sort of plants we have on the property, and I shall forbid them access.
I spy with my little eye oxlip, cowslip, and English roses.
Oh, no!
I'll have Withers come defend them.
Withers!
Come to think of it, I'm still waiting for my tea.
Your walls are covered with English ivy. We'll start tearing that out immediately.
Good heavens! The walls are so overgrown that if the ivy is uprooted, the entire abbey will come down.
Let me be crushed by the walls and die. I don't want to live without my English roses. Goodbye, English rose. May you bloom in summer by a lake somewhere in Shropshire, far from this sad mistake. Excuse me if I cry. Your plight brings me to tears. All our words cannot express the joy you brought us through the years. And it seems to me your time is gone unfairly and too soon. Before the dawn of Whitsun and the warmth of June, I'd protect you and I'd hide you, but I simply can't. They'll deport me for harboring an invasive foreign plant.
Rose.
Maybe I should look into planting native plants.
Have you considered poison ivy?
No. Why would I do that? It's poisonous.
Oh, Jim, you're so human-centric. Don't you know that poison ivy produces a fruit that is eaten by birds? Other valuable native plants include sneezeweed and ragwort.
Aren't there any native plants that don't sound like medieval diseases?
Well, I suppose you could plant showy goldenrod if you want to be a complete wimp. Just don't plant any alien species. They can do a lot of damage to the environment. Did you know that much of the park is now infested with Chinese worms?
I've had it with those Chinese. First they steal our jobs, then they sell us inexpensive television sets, which we buy and watch TV all day and get so lazy that we can't even cook for ourselves, so we order Chinese food.
Now that you mention it, I am a little hungry. Let's order some mugu gaipan.
Well, I won't stand for it. I'm going on a hunting trip and shoot me some Chinese worms with my .45 Magnum.
But the bullets in that gun are like an inch and a half long. They're bigger than most of the worms you'd be hunting.
You've got a point there. Perhaps I'll use my .45 Minimum. It's a very tiny gun that shoots little tiny bullets. I'll take that gun and blow those lousy worms in half.
But if you cut a worm in half, it will just grow back. So you end up with twice as many worms.
In that case, I'll shoot the halves in half.
Wouldn't it be easier to just squish them with your foot?
That would be gross. Besides, I wouldn't want to soil my brand new Italian loafers. I got them real cheap. Made in China.
I'm sorry, Andy, but I just don't think killing animals is ever the right thing to do. You can't solve every problem by shooting it.
Sure you can. For as the old saying goes, when your only tool is a hammer, every problem can be solved with a gun. After all, the Second Amendment gives me the right to sleep on a pile of guns, just like Benjamin Franklin did when he defeated the Nazis at Iwo Jima.
Well, if you're going to go out and kill worms, could you at least pick up some Chinese food for us on the way back?
Hunting worms with a gun is insane.
But is it really and truly insane?
Yes, it is really and truly and completely insane.
But would you say it was indubitably insane?
Indubitably? That's not even a real word.
So, you would not say that hunting worms is indubitably insane. Is that correct?
Out of respect for the English language, no, I would not say that.
Well, unless you think it's indubitably insane, I'll just have to assume that you think it's relatively sane. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to make America great again. The only way I know how. By hunting worms with a tiny gun. See you later.
Martha, we gotta save the worms before Andy gets to them. I say we get out there and set some live traps. Then we can catch all the Chinese worms and release them into a Chinese worm preserve.
I can think of a number of things that are wrong with what you're proposing, but let's begin with the beginning. How do you intend to encourage Chinese worms to go into your live traps?
We'll just bait them with Chinese food. We'll set the traps with fortune cookies.
But fortune cookies are not Chinese food. They were invented in America.
All right, then. We'll use chop suey.
That was invented in California in the late 19th century. Jim, I think what Chinese worms actually eat is dirt. I don't think they really care if it's Chinese dirt or American dirt. Any dirt will do.
Okay. How about this? Every time it rains, worms come out of their holes. We could just scoop them up, put them in a box, and that way I would protect them from Andy's tiny gun.
There's actually a shred of logic to that idea, and it's starting to rain. We could go out to the parking lot and test your theory.
Okay, let's go. The fate of thousands of worms is resting on our shoulders. Come on.
All right, but I'm not picking up any wet worms.
Wow, look at all these worms in the parking lot. I have to speak to them.
You're going to speak to worms?
Attention, worms. My name is Jim Harris, and I have come to save you. Please stop your wiggling, and I will pick you up and take you to a safe haven, where you will live out the rest of your lives in comfort.
They don't seem to be responding, Jim. If they're Chinese worms, maybe they don't understand English.
Worms! Can't you hear what I'm saying? What's wrong with you? Where are you all going? The parking lot is full of cars. Stop moving so I can pick you up.
Hey, jackass, get out of my way.
Excuse me, but I'm saving one of our fellow life forms from being destroyed.
Jim, I think you just squashed a worm with your knee.
Oh, what have I done? There's so many stupid worms in this parking lot. Don't they know they're just going to get crushed? I'm just going to pick them up and throw them back in the grass.
Move it, you lunatic!
Jim, look out! The guy in the car is going to run you over!
Holy smokes! That was a close call. Oh, no! Look at all the worms the jerk in the car just squashed. This is a complete failure.
Don't take it so hard. You put in a good effort. We can only hope that Andy has been unsuccessful in his worm hunt. And I suspect he can't accurately aim that tiny little gun.
You're probably right. I wonder how he's doing.
It sure is a beautiful sunny day here in the park. Although there seems to be a downpour of rain falling on the other side of the valley, right over the parking lot at the radio station. Ah, springtime. When the robins return to fill the woodlands with their glorious songs, the beauty of their melody inspires me to pull out a gun and blast some worms. There's one now. Whoops. Wasn't a worm. It was just a shoelace. But over there, looks like there's definitely a worm. Prepare to eat lead, you spineless loser! Damn, I missed. Maybe I should put a scope on my gun.
Excuse me, sir. May I ask what it is you're doing?
Huh? Who said that? There's no one here except me and the robins.
Clearly, you are unaware that we robins have the power of speech. Again, I must inquire, what are you doing?
I'm hunting worms, to remove them from the forest. They're invasive.
But these worms which you are hunting, they're the same worms which I and my fellow robins enjoy eating. If you take away our worms, we will have no food with which to feed our chicks.
Yes, but I'm a human being. And I know what's best for nature. You just go fly off and sing a pretty tune.
You may want to reconsider your position on this issue. I think it would be very wise of you to leave the forest. The wilderness is a very harsh environment. It would be a shame if you were to be injured out here.
Are you threatening me?
I'm just explaining the way things work. If you choose not to heed my advice, well, I can't be responsible for what happens.
You think I'm afraid of a little bird like you? Get lost, you lousy excuse for a pigeon.
I have tried to be reasonable with you, but clearly you are not a man of reason. My fellow robins, it's time we teach this hairless ape a lesson.
Well, hey, Martha, while we're waiting for Andy to return, I think I'll sing another song from my book of Earth Day songs.
All right. I'll stuff cotton in my ears.
We're celebrating Earth Day with green and leafy plants. They give beauty and make oxygen. Let us give peas a chance. The holly and the ivy are invasive species. They overcrowd the native plants, killing them with disease.
Hey, Andy's back.
Hi, everybody. Sorry to report, but my attempt to kill all the invasive worms flopped.
Ah, that's all right, Andy. I screwed up, too. I didn't save a single worm. I guess neither one of us is a very good environmentalist.
That's not the problem. The problem is that you don't have your priorities straight. What you should be focusing on is global warming. If you want to save the Earth, you need to stop global warming.
I'm not so sure about that. I think the greatest threat to the planet is asteroids.
What are you talking about? The likelihood of an asteroid crashing into the Earth is like a zillion to one. I'm telling you, global warming is what we should be worried about.
Hold on. Somebody's at the door. It's Lord Cheesington from Downton Abbey.
Please pardon the intrusion, but I have some pressing news. I have, as of late, been spending a great deal of time in my astronomical observatory in the high spire of my mansion. I have observed that within a fortnight, a meteor the size of Malmesbury will crash into Philadelphia. It must be stopped.
Malmesbury? Is that a large place?
Most certainly. It covers 16 square kilometers.
Is that big? I'm American. We're not really good with geography or anything with numbers or letters.
Then let me express it in a way you Yanks might understand. The meteor that is poised to descend upon the city of brotherly love is as big as 30 football fields.
Holy gridiron apocalypse! That's huge!
I tried to contact the Royal Canadian Balloon Corps, but they refused to take my call. There's no time to waste. Someone needs to fly my steam-powered rocket ship, the Icarus 3000, out into space and stop the meteor. And that somebody is you.
I can't even steer a grocery cart. Why don't you do it?
I would, but I lost my sense of direction back when I was fighting the Ruskies in the Hindu Kush. Rough business, that.
Come on, Jim, do it. You would be a hero. They would make a statue of you. Or at least what's left of you after you're crushed to smithereens.
Come now, Polly, it's not that bad. You needn't crash the ship. You see, I have crafted an extension pole with which you can nudge the meteor into a black hole. Then it's home again, jiggity, and so forth.
So I wouldn't need to die a horrible death?
No, but you'll need someone to reach out the window and poke the meteor with that stick. That might be a teensy bit life-threatening.
Great. We'll have Andy do that. He has experience. I once saw him throw a stick to a dog. No, wait. It wasn't a dog. It was a hamster.
How grand! You can be the co-pilot, Polly. As I recall, you flew jets to Guantanamo Bay for the CIA.
Why, whatever do you mean? I never... And by the way, my name is Martha, not Polly.
That's a good girl, Polly. Always keep them guessing. Well, I must be off. It's the first round of the All-English Chuckers, and I wouldn't want to throw a googly. I'll leave the keys in the ship. Remember, you have 48 hours. Tally-ho!
So what do you think, Jim? This mission sounds dangerous. Shall we risk it?
Not only do I think we should, I just wrote a song about it. Listen.
No, Jim, please, we don't have time to hear...
Let's celebrate Earth Day, a planet rebirth day. The temperature's rising, there's no compromising. We've got to reverse it now. The globe is on fire, the sea's getting higher. The time to start cooling is now, I'm not fooling. Let's save the Earth on Earth Day.
Hey, Andy, do you want to come with us? We're taking a trip in a spaceship.
Will it take long? I was hoping to watch TV this evening. The Discovery Channel has a new show called Dentistry with the Stars. Tonight, Ted Danson will be performing Root Canal on Gwyneth Paltrow.
You can catch that in reruns. Come on, let's get going. Captain's log, stardate 17.3.3. Myself, First Officer Martha, and expendable yeoman Andy have blasted off from Earth. We are approaching the Clondiferous Nebula. The Clondiferans are a superior species with a snotty attitude. I anticipate no problems.
Jim, we have a problem. A Clondiferan mega-death war cruiser has appeared off the starboard bow.
All right, don't panic. Remind me again, which side is the starboard?
I'm not sure, but if you look out the window, you'll see a giant ship with lasers aimed right at us. We're receiving a video transmission from the Clondiferans. I'll put them on the electro screen.
Attention, humans! You are traveling in a restricted space lane. I need to see your ID.
What for? What did I do wrong? I fly this galaxy all the time.
Yes, we've been getting reports of beings that look like you causing trouble in this sector.
Jim, this Clondiferan is profiling you because you're human. Face it, Jim. The only crime you've committed is driving while human. He's violating our civil rights. We should sue him.
Okay, never mind. That will be all. Please continue on your journey. Have a nice day.
Whew. That was close. I thought for sure he was going to probe me. The last time that happened, I spent a week wearing orthopedic underwear.
You loved it.
Jim, up ahead, I see a meteor.
Excellent. I'll edge up to it. And you poke your extender stick out the window, Andy, and give it a push.
Jim, there are ladies present.
Oh, never mind. I'll just tap the asteroid with the front bumper so that it'll fall back into that black hole over there. Hold on. All right, the asteroid is now in the black hole.
A hole in one, huh, Jim?
Our work here is done. Let's go back to the studio and finish the show.
Hold on, Jim. I'm getting an unusual reading on the ship's gyroscope.
But the ship doesn't have a gyroscope.
That's what makes it so unusual. It appears that we are being engulfed in a Stephen Hawking vortex. Either we shall be sucked into the black hole, or we will write books that everybody buys, but nobody actually understands.
The black hole is swallowing us. Mayday! Mayday! Help!
Emergency! Help us! Mayday!
Hold on, everybody. I'm going to fire the booster rockets. Okay, we're back on course.
It'll be good to get back in the Big Apple.
Andy, Philadelphia isn't the Big Apple. That's New York.
No, Martha. New York is the city by the bay.
Excuse me. I hate to break up this scintillating conversation, but our ship has landed. Let's open the hatch and get out. What the? The whole city is flooded. There are ponds everywhere. Let's get out and ask those people what's going on. Excuse me. Why are there so many ponds around here?
Like, it's totally so the ducks can, like, swim, you know? That way they can feed us breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing better than breadcrumbs, man. It's really awesome when the super intelligent ducks feed us.
Jim, what's going on? Where are we?
Let's examine the evidence. The city is covered with ponds. Humans have de-evolved into morons who were fed breadcrumbs by super intelligent ducks. And we almost got sucked into a black hole. There can only be one explanation. We have traveled forward in time. The Earth of the future has become
the planet of the ducks.
Well, that would explain why a rusted relic of the statue of William Penn is now sticking out of the sand. That statue used to stand atop Philadelphia City Hall, but now it looks like an ancient ruin.
Damn you! You blew it up! You bloody fools! Damn you all! To hell!
Actually, I think this was more likely a result of climate change melting the glaciers and thus inundating the Earth.
Damn you! You bloody fools! You caused climate change, melting the glaciers and inundating the Earth!
Look, I see some super intelligent ducks coming this way, and they're riding horses. Run! They have nets!
I'm caught!
Me too!
I have caught you silly humans in my net! Into the cage with them!
Who are you?
I am Otto von Quack, Grand Chancellor to Her Majesty Queen Doctoria, ruler of this planet. So what kind of humans are you? You seem strange.
We are from Germantown. We eat organically grown food and pay ridiculously high city wage tax, even though the school system sucks.
Fascinating! I must show you to the Queen! Get in this cage! Now!
Ouch!
Stop pecking at us!
Yeah.
Jim, what are we gonna do? If these ducks treat humans the way humans treat ducks, we'll be smothered in orange sauce and eaten with herb roasted potatoes and red wine!
I think that duck up ahead must be the Queen. She's wearing a crown and has a diamond studded beak.
Today is indeed a special day, for my Grand Chancellor, Otto von Quack, has delivered to me a most special breed of human that I shall cage in the Royal Zoological Gardens. We are most amused.
God save the Queen!
And now, if you will excuse me, I must get back to implementing my heartless tyrannical rule. Good day.
Hey, Martha, one of the bars in the back of this cage is bent. I could squeeze through and escape. You create a diversion and I'll get out.
Sure thing, Jim. I'll smack Andy in the back of the head.
A few good wallops and he'll be crying like a baby.
Hey, Andy, there's a fly on your head. Hold still.
Ouch, that hurt. Why'd you have to hit me so hard?
Uh-oh, two more flies.
Why are you hitting me?
Run, Jim.
Here I go. I'll just crawl through the bars, and I'm off.
One of the humans has gotten away. Quickly, Chancellor Kvack, get him.
Must run. Must find safety. Must speak in short sentences.
Good Sir Human, come in this doorway. Fear not, I am your friend. My name is Emily Duckinson. I am a poetess.
Thank you, Miss Duckinson. My life is in your hands. You know, I'm a writer, too. Would you like to hear some of my Earth anthems?
No, I don't think I would like to.
Let's save the Earth. Come bring your friends. It's time to act. We can't pretend. It's getting hot. We feel the burn, passing the point of no return. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Cut the carbon, be less dangerous. Build a windmill, come retrain us. Burn the planet, it's outrageous. Save the planet, it's contagious.
That was very nice, but we really need to get moving. We are in great danger here.
Why are you helping me?
I belong to a group of ducks dedicated to democracy and an end to the cruel dictatorship of Queen Ductoria. Our group is called the Nutkickers.
Well, I like your ideology, but you might consider coming up with a better name. Maybe call yourselves the Coalition for Freedom.
What a wise human you are. Please follow me down this hole into a subterranean maze of streets.
Wow, this underground cavern, it's Germantown Avenue. It even still has the potholes. And over there is an abandoned bus. And behind it is another abandoned bus. How come it takes forever for one to show up and then two show up?
I want you to meet our leader, Charles Duckins. He is a writer of great renown.
I say, Miss Duckinson, have you brought me that strange human who fell from the sky?
Yes. His name is Jim, from a land called Germantown.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Duckins. Tell me, how come all you ducks speak with an English accent?
Whatever do you mean?
Never mind.
Well, Jim from Germantown, we want to free you and your fellow humans so you can get back to your ship.
Well, that works for me. What's in it for you guys?
Well, once you are in flight, you can use the smoke from your flying craft to spell out words that will let the Queen know that her people want freedom.
You want me to be a skywriter? What stirring motto shall I inscribe across the sky?
We were thinking you could write Jumbo Shrimp, All You Can Eat, $5.95.
How about I just write Equality, Liberty, and Freedom?
That's even better. Now, follow me down this passage. It leads to the zoological garden where your fellow humans are still locked in a cage. Come this way.
Jim, if you crawl through this hole, you will be in the cage with your fellow humans. Let me give you this key. It will unlock the door and you can run free. And now we must leave you. Good luck. And may the Duck of Peace be with you.
Thank you. Keep on with your struggle. And one day you will succeed, even though this is the worst of times and the best of times.
That's a good line. I may have to use that. Goodbye, Jim the Human. Off you go to meet your destiny.
I'll just shimmy through this hole and rejoin my friends. Martha, it's me, Jim. How are you and Andy doing?
Not too bad. They feed us breadcrumbs and spray us down every once in a while. Although, I wish they'd change the straw more often. Hey, what's a gal gotta do to get some fresh straw around here?
Where's Andy?
He's just over there. Hey, Andy, get over here. Jim's back.
Hello, Jim. Welcome to our cage. It is pleasant here. The breadcrumbs are delicious. Our life here is ideal.
Good Lord, what have they done to Andy? He's like a mindless zombie. Did they cut out his brain?
No, he's pretty much always been that way. So are we going back to the ship?
Yeah, I'll just unlock the door and we can escape. Come on, you two, let's go.
But it's almost time for the 6 o'clock breadcrumb feeding. I hear it's going to be rye bread.
Forget the breadcrumbs. When we get back to the ship, I'll give you a whole loaf of rye bread.
We had rye bread on the ship all along? How come nobody told me about this until now?
Enough with the bread. Come on, just run.
Okay. The ship is just ahead. So this bread we have in the ship, is it Russian rye?
Here we are. Everybody in.
Okay, Martha. Close the hatch. Thrusters activated. Are your seats in the locked and upright positions?
Roger.
Okay, here we go. Okay, everybody, I'm going to skywrite the message of freedom that Progressive Ducks asked for. How many B's in Liberty?
I thought it was spelled with a V.
I'll just leave that letter out. Okay, it's done. Let's get out of here.
Boy, Jim, your handwriting is pretty sloppy. I don't think anyone will be able to read it.
It's the thought that counts. Okay, now I'll just aim the ship back towards the black hole, and we'll end up back in 20th century Germantown.
I think you mean 21st century Germantown.
Whatever, as long as they have cable TV and Chips Ahoy.
But Jim, you can't reverse time, even by flying straight through the wormhole.
Don't worry, Martha, I got it all figured out. I plan to fly up to the wormhole, and then throw the ship into reverse. Here we go.
Ingenious. Where did you learn about quantum physics?
Back in high school, from Sister Alberta Einstein.
Jim, look out the window. It's Germantown Avenue, and the humans on Earth are not idiots anymore. Well, except for Donald Trump and whoever is currently dating Miley Cyrus.
Good old Germantown. Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. You know, that makes me want to sing.
I met a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. Worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high. And he lightly touched down.
I think we can all sing later, Martha. For now, we must return to Earth. And I think we have all learned a valuable lesson. The Earth is not ours to squander. We are only its temporary inhabitants. We must care for it so that future generations will not suffer global warming and the duck-related tyranny that will inevitably spring from it. Love your neighbor. Save the whales. Don't eat the yellow snow. Mr. Bojangles, dance!
Hey, I just found the rye bread. Anyone want a slice?
Come on, guys. Let's go back to the studio and finish the show.
But I feel like we've gone through all this bother, and we haven't really helped the planet at all. It seems like we've been less than successful.
You mean we've been failures?
Well, I prefer to think of it as lacking in successitude.
In other words, failure.
If only there was something we could do to help the Earth, even something small, like planting a single tree.
Well, I can help you with that. I plant trees all the time at my uncle's farm upstate. In fact, I've got 3 saplings in a pot behind the studio. I can go get one and plant it for you right now.
Great. Go get it and we'll plant it.
Sure thing, Jim. I'll be back in a jiff.
I don't know about all this tree planting stuff. It seems kind of nerdy.
Doing something for the planet is never nerdy. Why, I remember back in the 60s, Marvin Gaye sang a song about ecology. And Marvin Gaye was the coolest guy ever.
Oh, that's right. He sang that song called Mercy, Mercy Me.
No, I wasn't talking about that song. I was talking about his other song. It was called Let's Plant a Tree.
I've been really dying, baby. Dying to go out and plant a tree for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, come on. Come on,
let's plant a tree.
Why, yeah!
Let's plant a tree.
Let's plant a tree, baby.
Let's plant a tree.
Sugar maple.
Let's plant a tree.
everybody, I'm back. And I brought a sapling tree we can plant.
Andy, that's not a tree. That's a monkey wrench. Have you been planting those at your uncle's farm?
Sure. I must have planted 20 or 30 of them.
But didn't you think it was odd that none of them actually grew into trees?
I just assumed that, well, maybe I'd buried them too deep.
Okay, listen, I've got an avocado in my lunchbox. Let's plant that.
You have a lunchbox?
Avocado trees are beautiful. Let's do it. Come on.
When I was a tree on a winter's day, and my withered leaves slowly slipped away, bitter northern winds beckoned me to sleep. Oh, how grand I was when I was a tree. This I ask the sage, is it really true? Will this cycle end if my heart is true? Krishna, Lord of all, do one thing for me. If I've done it right, please make me a tree.
Here's a nice piece of ground with nothing growing on it. Let's plant our tree. Jim, you got the shovel?
Yep, right here. Stand back, everybody. Here goes.
You threw dirt in my eyes. I'm blinded.
Don't be such a crybaby, Andy. Just stand back like I told you and let me finish digging. I've got a... Ow! I threw my back out. It really hurts.
Big deal. I'm blind.
You guys are pathetic. Jim, give me that shovel. I'll do it.
No, I can do it.
I said give it to me. Let go.
No.
Let go. Ow. You hit me with a shovel. I think I'm bleeding.
No, you're not bleeding.
How do you know? I thought you were blind.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're stupid.
Excuse me, intrepid intergalactic travelers. I deduce from your continued existence that your mission to avert asteroidal annihilation was successful.
Lord Cheesington, yes, we have eliminated the threat to Earth from the asteroid, but we have returned with even greater concern about the threat to Earth from global warming. We've decided to plant a tree to help combat greenhouse gases.
I say, don't you know there's no need to plant a tree to save the planet?
Really?
Of course. Well, I am a loyal steward of the environment, and I never plant trees.
You don't say.
That's right. I have my man Withers plant them for me. Perhaps Withers can show you how to plant a tree. Withers!
That reminds me of a song from my big book of Earth Day songs. Oh, plant a tree. Let's plant a tree. A tree to save the planet. Oh, plant a tree. Let's plant a tree. A tree because it's Earth Day. No man could make a thing like this. Practicing photosynthesis. Oh, plant a tree. Let's plant a tree. A tree because it's Earth Day.
Well, that's it for this Earth Day edition of Avenue G. Tonight's show was written by Mac Jekyll, Martha Michael, and Jim Harris. For those of you in the Philadelphia area, come out and see our live audience show every first Friday at 7 p.m. at Alma Mater Restaurant at 7165 Germantown Avenue. Our next show there is Friday, May 6th at 7 p.m. You can check out all our podcasts anytime online at avenue-g.net. I'm Andy Pettit. Thanks for listening. Good night.